Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 122, Prom King. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah. Thank you for tuning into this week's Survivor News. But listen, if you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. We are available. Hit the subscribe button, write a review, give your baby boy some 5 stars. And like always with the Survivor News this week, you can follow along with us on my YouTube page, Bryce Isaiah. While you're over on that YouTube page, make sure you hit subscribe. Okay, give this video a thumbs up and let us know in the comments what you think. I've got the baby boys back together. Jack Atkins from Circle Season 2, Wendell Holland from HGTV, and Survivor Ghost Island winner. We are breaking down episode 9. So listen, get your snacks, get your juice, buckle up in the car. We are finning to crown a prom king this episode. So let's get right into the menu this week.
It's a man who, it's a man you. Meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
And we are back this week, early as you requested, with your Survivor News. Okay, make sure you tune in to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel to watch your three baby boys. We've got Jack Atkins from The Circle Season 2. Oh, what it do? Jack, before I even introduce him, he looking half dead, half alive. Don't really look like deodorant was used today, but we're going to welcome Jack to the podcast today.
Well, thank you so much for that kind welcome, Bryce. It was my friend's birthday last night. You know, we had to go out and celebrate a little bit. So I'm a little bit tired, but I'm kept alive by the excitement from Wednesday's episode. So I'm ready to go.
Definitely. And last week we had you drop some bars and it was a fan favorite on Twitter. So you got a hot 16 for the posse.
I got an eight.
Oh, okay. Oh,
drop the beat.
Wait, what was I? Let me give you a different beat this week.
Yeah, because last week's beat was trash.
Don't do that. I went out. It was my friend's birthday yesterday.
Snake type beat. Yo, we back on the pod breaking down this week's Survivor. I can't even lie, bro. I thought this up was fire. Immediately on the line, rewarded with some beef stew. A lot of arguing back at camp. I guess they had beef too. Nasir went home without playing his idol. I'm as confused as a goat on AstroTurf, bro. That shit was vital. Tribal number 2, I'm sad that it was Evie, but then I went the whistle. Yeah, I had a couple bevies.
Hey! Oh! Jack might be hungover, but that don't stop the fire coming from baby boy Jack. Oh, okay. And of course, we got to welcome our baby boy, Wendeezy, to the pod. What it do?
What's up, man? I would say that was a tough act to follow. But Jack,
you like the bars?
Don't come for my Jack.
You know what? Okay, Jack, I like your bars. You prepared some heat for this week.
What you got?
I don't have nothing off the top, but next week I will have some heat for y'all.
Right. Well,
Bryce. Whoa, hold up. Bryce, what you got? Give me a beat. I'm not a beat maker.
All right, then I got y'all next week.
Acapella. Give it acapella.
I got you with the beat.
All right, give me a beat, Jackie Jack. Uh-huh. Chia. Uh-huh. Oh. I'm feeling real springtime, baby, cause I'm the king eat, baby. I'm feeling real springtime, baby. Just crown me the king, baby. That's all I got.
Counting the king, baby.
Count him the king, baby.
I'm the only one who does my homework here. Goddamn.
Listen, I come prepared. But before we get into this week's episode, I think Wendeezy and I just want to give a huge shout out to all of the people that came from the tri-state area, from Chicago, from Houston, from Delaware, from New Jersey, from Philly, from New York to the Bryce and Wynn Presents Philadelphia, the homecoming. When I say we turned it out, Wendeezy, did we turn it out?
It was incredible, man. Quite the showing. Packed out that venue. It was so cool to see so many faces. Shout out to all of the reality community that came out, but also to walk in and see some of our day ones from like 3 years ago, Bryce. It just felt so good to see the Survivor Philly people, season one and season two. Dr. Amanda was out there. Yes. Like the faces out there.
Josh Green, Heather. Yes, there were so Claire. There are so many people that showed up and supported your baby boys. And that for that, we are forever and eternally grateful.
It was what was cool for me was seeing, like, remember those Team Wendell tees?
Yes.
I must have seen a dozen of them in there. My boy, Sean, Seahouse is his last name, I think.
Yes.
He was in there. His Team Wendell tee was so, it looked vintage, man. He wore it a lot. And it was just cool to see everybody in there who have shown us love for now a few years.
Yeah.
And it was good to, like, be able to give them hugs. People were in there saying, the last time I was out like this was your last watch party on Winners at War before COVID shut everything down.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was seeing some of my day one people before there was even a Bryce and Wynn, before Wendell was even on Survivor. When Bryce was doing watch parties, I see people back. Don't do that. We're just like, I'm so happy this is continuing. I saw a Purple Pants podcast hoodie in the building. It was so amazing. But again, we just can't thank you guys enough for the support, the love. It was truly felt. I think on Instagram, somebody had put to their story, I found my people. And that was like just so dope to know that we were able to cultivate this Bryce and Wynn Presents community where it's like you can come by yourself and you leave with friends. Dr. Amanda, Jason, Katie, they was on the floor watching Survivor. Yeah.
They were doing it.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Because you
will be at the next one.
What's up?
I said I might make an appearance at the next one.
Oh, so,
Jack! So
shout out to all my fans. No, we watched it Wednesday, and there was actually some rap patrons at the bar watching with us. Some OG Survivor News fans from before the Circle time. So shout out to them.
Yes.
You know, Jack and Zam presents. we'll be doing something for the finale.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it sounds like a great event over in Philly.
It was great. We have to shout out like the OG Philly survivors, Russ, Ramona. Jervis couldn't make it, but we're blessed to be in a city where we have some really great survivors from, you know, from the past. And they came out and it was just seeing them interact with the fans, giving the love and the hugs and everything, and seeing Russ, you know, Russ, he has, there's something about Russ, man. So he was in there just showing mad love. We did a little pregame and it just was a great event.
And shout out to all of our surprise guests that we can't even name that were in the building. So it was an amazing time, but listen, y'all, we thank you. But listen, the people came for the prom king and that is me. So listen, we got a lot going on this episode. It was so good. It was hard for me to watch at the Bryce and Wynn Presents, but you know, I was screaming. So let's get right up on into this episode because we got a lot to break down. And I'm sure this is going to be a Jack-filled, enthusiastic podcast.
Shots fired.
As always.
I'm saying, like, I think that you, like, this, I'm assuming you would be very happy with this episode.
Oh, Yeah, for the most part. Let me put on my chapstick and get ready to go.
Well, wait, why you put your chapstick on like that, Jack?
How you put your chapstick on?
Do I have some? I like the green, you know, a little. Oh, you know, but make sure
know
you
about the what's the product you're using? Blistex, Jack?
Yeah, I'm using Blistex.
I'm using cocoa butter. Yes.
Yeah, I could probably use some cocoa butter.
Is chapstick the only
thing? Straight Vaseline.
Oh, is that the only thing you use?
Cocoa butter. So here's what you need to do. Every day, you put some on your lips multiple times a day, whatever. You also take some Vaseline.
Ew.
Right? And you put it on your cuticles.
Oh, nobody got time for that.
Every day. I do it at least three times a day, man. They say my hands look good.
That's a lie. The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Wendy Z, now that your cuticles are cleaned.
And moisturized.
And moisturized. And Jack's lips are moisturized.
Better.
Better. His cuticles are not clean.
My cutes.
All right, Wendy Z, break us down. Let us know what's happening.
All right, let's get right into it. We are on the post-merge. It's Viacana, I believe. The Viacana Beach.
Viacon? And,
no.
Oh.
Viacana or however.
Vicodin?
We're not starting off like this, gentlemen. We are on the Viacana Tribe, and it is after this evening at Tribal Council, ah, where Heather jumped up and she started trying to shake things up. So we get right back to the beach. Deshaun is a little upset with Heather going rogue, and he's also upset that Shan said to vote Heather and jumped right down his throat when he kind of, you know, gave her some backlash to that. Then we get a confessional where Shan says he's kind of immature. Deshaun kind of says she's kind of messy and she tells the group what she wants, but she's not really listening to other people. Amongst all this chaos, we have Evie, who is happy that she's seeing this majority alliance or the strong alliance. She's seeing some, you know, dissension amongst them.
Yeah, definitely. I think what is so interesting about Deshaun and Shan is that, like, although they are on the same alliance. So let me just start off by saying this. Like, after watching this episode, I realized that there are only really four people right now, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, that actively have an end game. And the four people that I see are Shan, Ricard, Deshaun, and Xander. They're the only people that I really feel like have an end game. And that are actively working towards it. And so the one thing that I love about Survivor is that when you have these really big players like a Shan and a Deshaun, like although they are on the same alliance, we see the dissension in them because it's like Shan is playing towards her end game. That doesn't necessarily work towards Deshaun's end game. And as a fan of the show, I love to see the chaos. Like, I hate to see them go at it, but I love to see, like, who will actually be able to get other people to go with them and to see how it works out. I do want to give a huge, like, shout out to Deshaun because we saw him when he came back from Tribal. He was hot. Okay. He was giving me spicy, Brycey vibes because that's how I be. What I love about Deshaun was the next morning seeing him and Shan talk it out, being like, listen, yesterday I was a little hot. I just like that because, you know, on my podcast, I always say I'm on a road to a better Bryce, and there are times I might cuss somebody out and I really don't mean it. You know, sometimes I might not even like apologize. And so I like the fact that they're able, mind you, I guess it's not really in my life playing for $1 million, but I like to see the fact that people can like right their wrongs. And especially in Survivor and in the real world, what you think of all of this drama after the tribal Jackie?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a continuation of what we talked about last week with, you know, the different forms of communication going on. I agree with you. I think there's a pretty obvious group of players that are really playing the game. They're looking for a certain end games. And then there's a few players that are kind of just there for the ride. And so to see a lot of those competitors are kind of in the same alliance. So there's obviously going to be fractures going on. And then obviously as for the other players that are kind of sitting back a little bit more, hopefully we see them step up, because it's never as fun if players are playing for second place.
Now, can I ask the baby boys a question? Do you feel like, I think that's a good point that Jack brought up, that there are some people that are just like along for the ride, and then there are people that have these end games. Do you think respectfully at this point in the game, can you ride along and still have a way to like the, not only the end, but to win? Or at this game, should your end game be somewhat prevalent and coming together?
I mean, I really do think you always need to have a picture of what your ideal end game looks like. Even if you're not actively, you know, setting things in motion at all times, you want to at least have some direction. I think right now the three players that I don't really see with a really good chance to win would be Liana, Danny, and Heather. So I think if you're one of those three players, you need to be self-aware enough to go to the others and say like, hey, we need to end up in the final three together or else none of us are going to win. So at this point, you could be laying low like they are, but you need to recognize that and then find people that you could actually be in, you know, kind of go to the end together with by necessity.
I think that you're right, Bryce, in saying that Shan, Ricard, Deshaun, and Xander, they've been playing strong games. They can all win the game. Danny and Evie at this point, I'm thinking, those are two players, you know, granted, Evie ends up going home tonight. Those are two players that I think could have formulated some kind of a final three to where they could win the game, but not by going with a Shan, Ricard, Deshaun, or Xander to the end. But, you know, there was still Liana, Heather, and Asir. So there's still five. There's still a five that could have moved or shake something up. So I could see a path to the end for them. But like you said, Shan, Ricard, Deshaun, Xander, those are the people that look like they're one of them are going to win the game.
Money.
Yeah. But
the problem with Xander's end game is he has like no allies. That's my concern.
But
like he's playing a good game. If he gets to the end, he probably wins. But like who goes with him?
I mean, so I see that like where you're saying he has no allies. However, I also feel like that is a good strategy in the sense that you might not have any allies that are still in the game, but everybody that's going home, if you get to the end, more than likely, they won't want to vote for you.
Oh, I think if he gets to the end right now with pretty much anyone, he probably wins. But I think what's going to have to happen for him to win is he skates by another couple rounds with the threat of his idol. He plays his idol. He wins some immunities.
He ain't been skating. Xander been putting in work.
Skates by in the sense that people are shifting the target off of him because they know he has an idol.
Got you.
Like that's sort of what happened last week. I think he needs to keep doing that. And then, you know, win a couple challenges, make a good idol play. But he's not going to get to the end with like a loyal alliance. You know what I mean?
Got you. I think that there is power in that because we see currently what's happening in the loyal alliance. And honestly, do I want to be in it? I mean, obviously, you know, I would want to be next to Xander. So, I mean, but I'm just saying like, you know, there is something in flexibility, which I am.
You're flexible?
Mm-hmm.
as we were saying, so. In the morning, Deshaun apologizes to Shan. She apologizes to him. It looks like they piece things up. She says that Erica and Heather are dangerous, but we get a confessional where Deshaun still seems a little wishy-washy about Shan, as he should, because
he playing his end. It's his end game.
Yeah, he's playing his game. Then we have Nasir going up to Heather. Saying he knows she wrote his name down.
No, you're getting it wrong. Nasir came over and was like, look, Heather, yesterday is yesterday.
Mama H.
Okay, Mama H. Yesterday, today, today, we good. But in the words of NeNe Leakes and Candy Burris, we see each other. Okay. And first of all, We haven't been seeing a lot of Mama H. Mama H a little. We might have to call Spicy Mama H. She was like, I didn't say your name. I didn't write your name down. Saying your name and writing your name down is two different things. Hey, Evie, come here. Yeah. Evie's like, I think
calling over Evie was the funniest part of that whole interaction. And she's like, Evie's like, all right, let me channel my.
They were
Evie
like, they again. Came back. Evie came over and was like, go ahead. No, I'm Heather. I'm Wendell, you Nasir. I'm Mama H. Jack, you Evie. Action scene, island one, go.
I see you. What? I know what happened last night. Yesterday is yesterday. Today is today. It's a new day.
No, Nasir. There's a difference in writing someone's name. Ugh, this crazy family. There's a difference between. Listen, I didn't write your name down. I said your name. Evie.
Yo, what's up, dude? Mama H, what's good?
You good, Evie?
I'm chilling. Evie, yeah.
Did I say Nasir yesterday?
At Tribal?
Yes.
Yeah, you said vote Nasir, dude.
Nasir was like, you see, meanwhile,
if you do something, own up to it.
Meanwhile, hold on.
Xander, where's Xander?
Oh, it's all, dude.
He was right behind the bushes. Xander was like, I see him. But I'm the one that wrote Nasir name down. So I'ma just
fades to black.
So, yeah. So in actuality, it was Xander that wrote his name down. Nasir thought it was Heather. So Nasir isn't buying what Heather's selling. And yeah. And also, they finally, at some point after this, they finally all get to eat some rice. Okay. They now have something that they can eat. And it looked like they were eating a good portion of it. Mm-hmm. That's when we get this confessional about Ricard being hard of hearing. Fully deaf in his right ear. It was scary to him coming into the game, you know, being hard of hearing,
right,
which is understandable. But now he's feeling he has his footing in the game. He's playing great. And he thinks that, you know, this is a game he can win.
He's thriving. I love, first of all, you know, I love the backstories. I love hearing more about people. You know, I love baby boy Ricard. And I think that this is like definitely a testament to anyone and everyone when we grow up and we have like disabilities or we have limitations or we have things that we feel like make us othered. And I always say this, it's really your superpower. And, you know, for Ricard to be like deaf in one ear, the fact that he's able to read body languages so well and read lips so well, it's really playing so much to his advantage. And so like, again, I always tell people to whatever makes you different, whatever makes you feel like you're not a part of the norm, don't try to be it. Use what you have, and that is your superpower, and harness it. And I think that we are definitely seeing such amazing representation from Ricard. I love it. But I love every time CBS release photos of Ricard or of like the season, Ricard, but the eyes be like, but now I wonder, like, he probably in a photo in somebody's conversation getting the tea. Mm.
Maybe that's how he managed to deal with Shan's bad communication skills for so long. He just,
hold
he
on. Just turns.
Tee him up. Foul on the play.
You almost got a double tech. We almost threw you out of here. This is if I need to say it one more time, this is a Shan Stan
France stance. Yeah.
Podcast. So tread lightly,
equilibrium.
Jack. Tread lightly. Yeah. So as we were saying, what I think is cool about the editing, especially with regards to Ricard at this moment, is they started like making him truly look like a superhero, zooming in on people's mouths and like watching him, how he studies body language. He studies people's lips. I think that was cool how they showed it.
And he proclaimed himself to be the first winner, or he like, you know, speaking into existence. So for me, that was like where the bell at? That was a ding for me in the sense of like, okay, Ricard, you want something to happen? You got to speak it into existence. So I was like, we see you. We see each other.
We're big on manifesting over here. So, you know, Ricard, much respect. As Bryce would say, kudos to you for speaking that thing into existence. So hopefully, you know, for your sake, you win it.
It works out.
As we move
Ricard's
along,
been great, yeah.
He's been
Ricard's
great,
been
right?
Awesome. Yeah, I think he might be the best, you know, strategic player on the season.
I think you're right.
Hands down.
He's playing with nothing in his pocket.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. As we move on, we have some people talking on the beach. We get Shan, Liana, Deshaun, and Danny walking right off from Evie and Erica, I believe.
Evie and Heather.
No, Xander. Xander and Erica. And so we have Shan, Liana, Deshaun, Danny, and Ricard chatting over here. And then we have Xander and Erica like, man, did they just, you know, walk right away from us just to strategize? They were feeling some kind of way.
I would as well. And I also sometimes I feel like, is this Survivor foreshadowing? Because, like, you know, it takes me back to the I don't know if it was like the Matt Bischoff season, or it could have been the season with Michael Snow, or no, it was the season with Eddie. What's the guy's name? Eddie, where like
Eddie
all
Fox,
Eddie Fox, me. Where all the young people slept on the beach and really isolated Michael Snow and a whole bunch of people. And I'm like, that never really works. I feel like in Survivor, at any given time, the game can change. So you never, me personally, unless it's at a tribal, I've only been a one, but I feel like you should never like isolate the other people like that, because you never know in a clutch situation where you might need a Zaddy. You might need an Erica. And like, yeah, for me, that was like hard to watch, because I felt like if I were on that beach, I mean, I would be like the Xander or the Evie, but I mean, I wouldn't be mine sitting next to Xander. Yeah. So.
I mean, comparing it to the cookout in Big Brother, what the cookout did so well is that they completely masked their alliance. They never met in a full group, I think, until they made it to like the final six. And so for, I guess we'll call it the camp out, to just be like, all right, let's go have an alliance meeting, and then just walk off in front of everybody. It's like, okay, you're not really disguising your POC alliance very well, and that's going to come back to bite you. So, yeah, well, it was definitely shabby gameplay, in my opinion.
So here's the thing. It may or may not come back to bite them, but good play is to not walk away like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're very powerful, you know, like they got a lot going on, but it's good play to just understand the optics of.
Yeah, it's better to be safe.
Another thing that I think that what this alliance is executing so well is that they don't really know who the top two is, like the outsiders. And we get a lot of this talk, you know, where, you know, Evie or not, Erica is saying like, you know, they don't know who's in control. And then at some point in the conversation or in the episode, we saw, I think it might have been Evie and somebody saying like, I see Shan and Liana walking off a lot. So like, I like the fact that nobody really knows who's really running the alliance. And I mean, I don't know at this point, who do you guys think is running the alliance? Would you say it's Shan and Ricard, or would you say it's Shan and Deshaun, or would you say it's Shan and Liana?
From the looks of it,
how else would you look at it? Just ask him.
No.
From the smell of it.
Okay. That's better. Shut up, Bryce. I guess it seems like a lot of stuff circulates around Shan.
Yeah, I would agree with the Shan thing, especially at the live tribal where Shan's kind of the one making the calls. I would say it's Shan. But there is that dynamic where it's like, all right, you got Shan and Liana are super close. Danny and Deshaun are probably the closest duo out on the island at this point. And then Ricard's obviously close to Shan. So it's an alliance of five, but I think Shan is kind of running it. But then Deshaun and Danny, I feel like, are always kind of malleable to do their own thing if they want.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hesitant to say that it's probably Shan and Deshaun, in the sense that I feel like we see the weight of Deshaun at last tribal, where he was not okay with it and they all went back to the original vote. I've never really seen Ricard pull a move like that. So I think that Ricard might be Shan's closest alliance, but I definitely think if we're talking like powerful and who can sway, I'm a little bit more on the side of probably like a Deshaun and a Shan are probably the leaders of that alliance
in their own right, because they're not.
I mean, yeah,
they
no.
ain't on the same page, but they both have weight,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As they walk off, Shan again says that she's concerned about Erica. She's smart, while she's not as laser focused on a Xander, which to me is a little bit. Like, we know as viewers how smart Xander is and how good of a Survivor player he is, right?
Per.
So maybe on the island, that's, Shan is more concerned with Erica at this moment.
Maybe to Shan's defense. This is a Shan Stan podcast, so I'm going to Shan's defense.
Go ahead,
here.
Xander.
Maybe Xander to her is like Jack. Is a more obvious target, and so she's less worried about a Xander because, you know, she thinks Xander's a bigger target, so people are going to want him out, you know, at some point for whatever reason, that her alliance is going to want to target him at some point. Whereas in Erica is much more quiet, so if your alliance isn't thinking about her, that can be dangerous because they might go for Xander and then they might be like, okay, Erica's not a problem, so maybe we turn on Shan now. So to get Erica out ahead of time could be her thinking when she wants to keep a big target in the game and take out someone who's kind of a quiet assassin.
When somebody's so glaring on the radar, it's so obvious. Xander is such an obvious target. It's easy for these players that can slip, you know, that can kind of go unnoticed to pull something fast on you.
But yeah. Isn't that what y'all said in Winners at 41 about Tony?
Winners at 41.
I mean,
what season was that?
Winners at War. Isn't that what y'all like always said about Tony?
No.
Okay. I mean, maybe you know what? Maybe he was out of the game at that point. So I apologize.
Maybe I was.
Maybe if you're Shan, maybe you feel like, you know, I know where Xander, who Xander wants to target. Maybe you think like, okay, Xander's probably going to target Ileana before he targets me. Whereas if Shan might perceive Erica, she might say, I don't know where Erica, her head is at. So she might want to come straight for me. And that's something I want to take out of this game.
That is very smart, Jack. That's a Shan end game because like, yeah, him and Ileana have that like tenacity.
That beef.
Yeah. And not stew. Okay. Actually really good.
Which I also want to touch on later, just this Ileana and how she's dead set on Xander. And she's always like, I'm going to get this guy. Like, but we'll get there. But anyway, we'll move on to the challenge.
Ooh.
We have two immunities and a reward. Bryce, what's the reward?
The reward is some beef stew that don't really look like beef stew. It looked like some carrots and a turkey neck and water. Cause my beef stew, I like it dark, like I like my coffee.
Yes. So we have this challenge for beef stew, and there will be two groups and it will be a double tribal. We will have two people going home. And so I guess they draw for spots. We have the yellow side, which is Erica, Shan, Ricard, Nasir, and Heather. Then we have the blue side, Deshaun, Evie, Ileana, Xander, and Danny. And this is the challenge where you're perched up. You got your arms up. You're standing on a little block of wood. You can't let go.
Okay.
Because if you let go with your hands, you're eliminated. If your feet fall off, you're eliminated. So you just have to stand this way. Bryce, you got to pull your shoulders back. Back.
They are back.
All right. I'm saying you're about to eliminate yourself.
So for the rest of the podcast, we got to stay like this.
Okay. So for the people that aren't watching YouTube right now, we have
Jack's arm are like down.
Yeah, Jack, you got to pull those arms back.
Look how bad they're back.
Higher.
I feel like your elbows got to be higher, Jack.
Elbows high. Jack is 6'5".
Bryce, you look like a purple cobra right now. What are you talking about?
So,
ooh, that's kind of
hurt. Don't it hurt a little bit? So we have everyone is standing up on this perch. We are set to begin. First one to drop is Evie, then Heather, then Ileana, then Shan. We get Ricard with a toothpick in his mouth.
Oh,
Bryce, are you letting go?
No,
Black is out of it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I can't. I don't want to win every immunity challenge or else I'm going to be a big target. So I'm going to let you guys take one.
Jack is out of it.
I also don't like stew. Okay. I was watching the episode with Xander. I was like, if you told me the reward was stew, I would be like, what the? And then he was like, actually, bro, like I've been talking about stew for weeks on the island. So I was so excited. I was like, all right, like.
Oh, because Wendell,
your arms.
They're up.
That's a warning.
Keep an eye on it.
First warning. Now, so we get Ricard, who has a toothpick in his mouth. Oh. He looks over to Nasir.
Oh.
Sorry. I've been a little under the weather.
Oh. Anyway, that's what they call it.
I've been over the weather.
What? Her name is The Weather.
Oh,
what?
And okay, so we have Ricard. He looks over at Nasir and he says, I'm not dropping. Danny then drops. Danny's out of it. Then we have Nasir saying to Ricard and Erica, he can stay up here for 2 hours.
Oh.
Bryce, can you stay like that for 2 hours?
I'm actually done.
Dang, I'm the winner.
And Wendell wins individual immunity.
Oh, my arm. Give me a hug, Wendell.
Safe tonight at Tribal Council. And gets chicken or beef stew.
I get that beef stew. I want that turkey leg. What was it, Bryce?
It was the turkey neck.
I want that turkey neck. So we have our boy Nasir saying he can stand up for 2 hours. Ricard drops. Nasir, you start seeing him wiggling a little bit. He can't feel his hands. His hand is like on the edge of the pole.
Yep.
Probst is like, get your hand on the back of the pole.
Oh,
I knew you were going to say that. Nasir can't because he literally can't feel his hands. So Nasir drops. It's down to Deshaun and Xander. So Nasir drops and Erica wins. Erica wins on that side. So now it's down to Deshaun and Xander for the immunity.
And then Erica's like, fuck the stew. I'm getting down. Which I think is pretty fair. I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, she jumps down and we have a showdown. Mm. Reminiscent of who remembers?
Me,
Christian and Alec.
And Alec, yeah. Oh.
Wait, Christian and Vicky,
slightly different, right?
It was slightly different, but
Yeah. Same, yeah.
Christian Yubiki and Alec
Marlino,
both Zaddies from the Bryce Isaiah 2021 Zaddy calendar.
So we have this showdown. They both look like, you know, it's taking a toll, but Deshaun,
he got that face on. I was like, oh, Deshaun, I felt like Deshaun was going to take it home.
Yeah. It looked like he was thinking of them 3Ds, but it looked on his face. It looked like he was struggling a little bit.
It definitely was. And, looks can be deceiving. Let me give you a little
We get a smile out of Xander, and
he was smiling the whole time.
Okay, because I word on the block, I can't confirm or deny. I have heard that Xander might be a listener of the Purple Pants podcast. So Xander, we need for you to confirm through maybe Jack. Were you smiling because you was thinking about your baby boy? Let us know.
I can confirm that he was not thinking
about Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. So, who wins the challenge?
Tell it to a Wendell.
Zaddy Zan.
Oh.
Wins the... Jack's
Oscar,
boy.
Baby.
Jack's boy. Zaddy's at winning the challenge. Zax,
can I give y'all actual audio of it happening?
I cheer.
Yes, Xander!
Yes,
Xander! This is at the Bryson Win present. The crowd.
That's true. At our party.
I don't know who that is.
So it sounds like the crowd was happy, but it sounds like there was one very, very happy person in the crowd.
I don't know who could that have been.
Zaddy!
Let's go.
Who that have been?
It's clear when they both get off of this perch thing that they're both messed up. And it's hard for them to even move, but they still show great sportsmanship. I think they try to hug each other or something, and they kind of limp off to the side. And
Xander.
Yeah. Jack, how do you feel about your boy winning it?
I mean, going into the challenge, I felt like he had a great shot. He's a beast with just any sort of endurance things. He'll run a casual marathon like on a Sunday afternoon just to work out. So I felt like this was his challenge to lose. And then I was super excited that he won, obviously, because, you know, with two people going home, if you win immunity, you're going to fast pass the final eight. So it's kind of like getting two immunities in one. So I was super excited about him winning this one.
Jack, so I know your fraternity, that means in your fraternity, two out of the three people on a reality show have won an individual immunity challenge. How many individual immunity challenges have you won?
We don't have individual immunity challenge, bro. This is a bullshit question.
Throw it right back at him, Jack.
How many
individual immunity?
I've won none. How many makeup contours have you completed?
Have I completed?
Emily!
I've completed one.
How'd that go for you?
It's iconic. And every time the circle puts it up as they profile me.
I actually put it up when I did the Instagram takeover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Collection
I did some other things to the account that's still a secret. But anyways.
Oh. Okay, so now we have one side that wins this beef stew, beef chicken, turkey neck, whatever you want to call it, stew. Yes. And that is Deshaun, Evie, Liana, thanks to Xander and Danny. And at this point, you're chilling, you're grubbing, you're Deshaun. Oh, I'm just thinking at this point, if you're in the power group, if you're Deshaun, Liana, and Danny, what's your play right now? Like, what do you think? I mean, What do you do? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you're eating right now, and what? Yeah. All right, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, for the people listening and not watching, I was reading my notes. I look up and now Bryce has a purple crown on, and he has a plant in his
Succulent.
He has a succulent in his breast pocket, and he has maybe a blazer on sport over coat. His purple pants hoodie. Talk to us.
Hi guys. Sorry. I just put my corsage on. I was returning from prom. I was the prom queen. And actually Xander was the prom king.
Xander was the prom king. Why is that?
Xander is considered the prom king this episode because he has immunity and he's lodged between, is it Deshaun? Is it Danny? Or is it Heather and Evie? Or no, Evie and who else is out there?
So it could be you have Xander is very popular. He's the prom king, and Bryce, yes, you are the prom queen. Xander's the popular one that everyone wants to talk to. You know, Deshaun has his alliance with Liana and Danny, but Deshaun wants to kind of play the middle game. So he's talking to Evie and saying, we went on that island together. I kind of promised to not write your name down. You know, we're working together. We're good. If Deshaun is working with Evie, then you have Liana and Danny on the other side. Then you have Xander, he can work with Deshaun and Evie. He could do whatever he wants to do. But in that case, Deshaun is kind of like working the different angles.
Position, yeah.
Right. What I also thought was very crucial, and again, I felt like Ricard, you know, listening to watching body language, when Xander kind of sort of approaches Deshaun and Danny and really saying like, hey, I'm willing to work with you guys. Deshaun is really like, hey, like I'm not really in this with Shan, so I'm willing to work. And if we got to get rid of Liana, for me, it was Danny's face in that moment. Danny's face was like a...
I didn't peep that.
Yeah. And so again, I feel like it, and don't get me wrong. I understand, like, you know, if Xander is coming to you and offering you this, like you go with it. But in that moment, I felt like Danny was looking at Deshaun like, is we just telling this man what we want to hear? Or are you actually revealing your cards? From what I get from Danny is he seems to be very loyal. And again, is this foreshadowing in Survivor? Is Deshaun going to try to break out from his alliance? You know, could it be a misstep? Is it going to be too soon for him to do something like that? I don't know. That was really interesting for me to see that, because then it seemed like they all kind of somewhat agreed on, and that powwow, did they agree on Liana or did they agree on Evie?
I'm not sure. Jack, what do you think?
Because
I think they... sort of said Liana. I think they sort of said Liana.
Right. Because then at the beach, then, Danny came back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. On my notes, there's a point that it says Xander walks up to Liana.
That did happen.
And asks what she's thinking. And I think that all of those, their interactions, man, whenever it's like,
I hate his face.
Well, oh, that was during the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's rewind to that really quickly. You didn't have your prom outfit on, but it's cool. Yeah. During the challenge, when Xander is smiling, she hits us with the, I hate his face.
Now, although we love my little sis Liana, that's something I'm going to have to blatantly disagree with, you know, because me as the Xander with an X Stan fan club, we actually love
Stander.
Come on, Jack. Yes, I'm the Stander.
Put that in a bar next week.
Yeah.
You better stop with the Stander. I set the bar because it's a Zaddy Xander.
For sure.
Jack faces for me.
I think go ahead, Jack. What you got?
Well, yeah, I just like watching that live. I was like, I don't know what's up. Why, like, why is she so? I think, and I've seen this on Reddit a little bit, I think Liana has a fat crush on Xander, but because of gameplay and because I don't think Liana typically goes for, you know, that straight white male, like, bro, golden boy archetype. I think she's trying to suppress that crush and is doing so by just telling herself that she hates Xander.
I don't see it.
Neither do I. But I mean, who knows?
Well, what's your take, Bryce? Because I have a take.
You want to know who has a crush on Xander?
We already know.
Bryce, tell us who has a crush on Xander.
I don't know. It's like, no, like, I love Xander. Xander's my bro. So I don't want to like misconstrue that.
Thoughts on Liana and that.
I oftentimes I feel like I can relate to Liana in the sense of somebody, like, if I don't like somebody or somebody has done something to me, I'm going to harp on it and I'm going to want to see it done or like the person out. So I get that. I wonder, is it the edit that we are only just seeing her talk about Xander a lot? So I don't know, but I definitely can sympathize in like somebody doing something to me or somebody like making a big move on me, like the L. And like, for me, that's all I'm going to harp on until I can get them out. But will this be Liana's downfall that it's constantly Xander? And honestly, the way I look at it, she really had an opportunity, in my opinion, to work with Xander like 3 episodes ago. Like, that, I keep talking about everyone's end game. That could have been an end strategy for Liana to have this undercover thing with Xander, because, and since everyone knows that they like don't like each other, it could be a great cover. I also thought it was another like interesting move of Liana, who like, one, okay, little sis, Xander know you don't like him. You don't like Xander. For you to then go try to pull the Ricard, the Ricard of the Ricard of the Shan move that did not work for the Ricard of the Shan of the Shan of the Ricard. For then, for you, and then, you know, little sis,
said, give
you
me with, your idol.
Right. To make me feel comfortable. Xander was
Xander was like, yeah, he was like, maybe. She's like, oh, so you're, he's like, not for you.
It's like, oh my God.
That was hilarious.
But I mean, listen. Would Aaliyah say, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off, Liana, again.
Jack doesn't know that song.
Jack don't know.
I just know Liana's messing up, but.
Oh, be careful. Wow. Tread lightly.
Tread lightly, Jack.
You guys don't think that was a huge mistake?
No, okay. I definitely think that was not a great move.
How, you're right. She could use the fact that people know that they're against each other to try to make inroads. But when you're trying to make an inroad, I don't think your first step could be, just give me your idol. Like,
I mean, right. But here's the thing, though. It don't hurt to try. Like, I mean, like, he.
It does hurt to try.
I mean, but does it, when we already know their relationship is shattered? So, I mean, for me, it's just like, I would have not done that because I would have seen it very clearly. However, I don't know. There's multiple levels in the sense of like, he has immunity. So like, you know, I don't think that that's really the like approach on much of any level.
I'll say two things. Going back to the crush, I don't think she has a crush on him. I think this is someone that she's been playing the game with for so long. They weren't on the same side of things. Every little thing about him now at this point, just they've literally been her. Every little thing can irritate her, especially after he played her a couple tribal councils ago. So I think she's just like, man, anything to get this. And so her saying like his face, it's just like, I know I've been around people so long that it's just like any little thing. Sometimes like I'd say with you, Bryce, like whatever little thing, I'm just like, get away from me right now. So I can understand how she feels. Now, in her asking for the idol, I can also understand because I was on an island at one point and I asked someone for their fire tokens. They didn't give me their fire tokens because I was trying to bargain with Parv a little bit. She didn't give me her fire tokens and it probably wasn't the best tact on my part. The way I asked for them. Liana, similarly, she's not in the right position with Xander to ask for his idol, right? Not right now, probably never in the game. If there was some mending that happened beforehand and some trust that she showed or that they showed each other beforehand for the last few tribals, maybe now could be a time where she'd ask for it, but now is definitely not the time.
Right. It was also very similar type of move on the other tribe. I mean, I know I might be jumping around a lot. I was just saying Xander and Nasir was on the same page with telling people they're not giving them their idols this episode.
What's he saying?
Oh, like when Heather. Oh, yeah. So when Erica and Heather were like, Nasir, would you vote with us? He's like, no. And they're like, well, how about you give us your idol? I was like, what? Like, he would just vote with you if you wanted.
Nasir was like, no, go keep this for myself. I think my safety is the priority here. So, yeah, Xander and Nasir were definitely on the same page.
Yeah, and Nasir is feeling very comfortable. Mm. He says he's cool like a cucumber.
Oh.
He tells Heather, he goes to sit with them, and he tells Heather, like, look, I'm sorry.
Okay, now, I also feel like that is what sealed Nasir's fate this episode. Like, when is Survivor? Now, again, I've only played one time, only played 11 days. I don't know a lot, but I know you don't tell the person, hey, first of all, you don't want, hey, Jack.
What's up, Bryce?
It's been so fun playing with you. You know, it's been so much fun having you on the pod. It's been so much fun having you on the Purple Pants podcast. I appreciate you so much.
What are you getting at?
And
I've had so much. This is my favorite part of my whole life, Bryce.
And yeah, I'm so sorry that we are no longer going to podcast anymore.
Wendell, let's vote his ass out.
For those of you listening that want to play Survivor one day, you don't want to let the target know that they're the target.
Even if it's obvious.
It's like rule number one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to be one of Jessica and David's rules, right? Well, if it's not, that's
the Purple Pants podcast. That's the
vibe. Yeah. Yeah. Don't let the target know that they're the target at any point. So things can change.
Now, I mean, honestly, do you feel like Nasir was doing it from like a good place just being like, hey, like, let me just like, I just want you to know. Or do you feel like he was doing it from a comfortable place?
Both.
Multiple things can be true in this case. And I also think he was doing it in a, let me pander a little bit for my jury vote.
And you, as a former winner and a former first merge, would you say that if you were to pander for a jury vote, do you do that? Clearly, you don't do it now, but do you do it in tribal or do you do it when they are in the jury and you speak about them while you're at another tribal? When would you say, both of you guys, when would be an appropriate time to pander to a jury member if you're potentially getting rid of them now? And this also tells me that clearly if you were saying that he was pandering, maybe Nasir was really having an end game as well. What do you guys think? How should one go about pandering to the jury?
I think there's I'll start it off because I'm definitely not the expert in this situation. But I think there's a few things. I think one, you can always pander, but you always have to be subtle. Like, you don't want the person you're pandering to know that you're pandering to. It's like flattery. Like, if the person you're flattering knows that you're just flattering them. Then they're like, all right, this means nothing to me. Then also, I think a big point is when you're, if you're pandering to jury members, each jury member is going to receive pandering. Like they're going to want a different type of pandering, right? So maybe for Mama H, she's the type of woman who would appreciate that kindness of knowing that she might be going home. I don't know. But for like an Erica or a Ricard or a Shan, who is a more strategic player, I think the way that Nasir needs to build his case with the jury is to actually go play the game. I think if you're Nasir, you need to put yourself in that swing position and play both sides and really show that you have some strategic chops. And that's what's going to earn you the respect of the jury. Because for me, as someone who, if I was a jury member, I value strategy. If someone just came to me and said, oh, Jack, you're going home, I'd be like, F that. Like,
you're just a snitch.
Yeah, you're just a snitch. You're not playing the game and you're not giving me any chance to work my way out of it. Like, at least pretend that I can work my way out of this situation. Give me something to work with, because now I'm going to target you. And then if I go to the jury, I'm going to put my vote towards the people that didn't blow their cover. So I think, I don't know, Wendell, as someone who's obviously won the favor of the jury before, what do you think?
I agree with you, Jack. I think there are a few ways. It's you build genuine relationships you build relationships and bonds with people on the island so they want to vote for you when they're in the jury. You don't turn them off to you while you're playing. Just try to let them know, hey, you're going home tonight, by the way. Sorry. You show that you're a game player, that you know how to play the game. And finally, another way is, like Bryce said, when they're on the jury, when they can no longer do anything to you but vote for you or for against you, when they can't vote you off the island anymore, when they're on the jury, you then plead your case in front of them at tribal councils through your storytelling. So whatever you have to do to say, you know, I got that. I helped vote this person out because they're too smart. This person is a threat to our game. So, you know, you kind of show them love as to why you voted them out, as opposed to saying like, I don't like this person, I'm sending them out. They're going to be voted off, and it is what it is. You got to kind of communicate. You got to kind of tell your story to the jury while you're sitting in tribal. Those are a few ways.
Got you. I also wanted to bring up a point since we are on this side of the island. Jack had said something earlier about Ricard, how Ricard is probably the most mastermindist. Is that a word, mastermindist?
We're going to add that to the Bryce library.
Okay. Ricard is the most mastermindist player on this season. And I think that we get a glimpse of it yet again when Ricard comes to Shan with the idea of getting rid of Nasir. And like, you know, him being like, it's the perfect time, being as though like, you know, they're scrambling and like we could possibly use Heather and Erica, since Nasir just went to Heather and Erica, basically saying goodbye to her. Erica, again, showing how smart she is like, I'm not going to just lay down. Ricard comes up with this idea for Shan to play the extra vote. And he asks Shan to say, hey, can you play that? Like, let's play the vote, whatever. Again, it's so interesting because, again, there is this dilemma with Shan in the sense of we see with Deshaun and we see with Shan, you know, they're working together. But each move, whose end game does it benefit? Shan is like, I don't necessarily want to get rid of Nasir. And Ricard is like, he's a huge threat. Like, this is the perfect time to blindside him and, you know, use the extra vote to get rid of him. In my opinion, I just was like, again, I'm watching like, I don't know if I would have even thought about that, Ricard.
Smart player.
I think it was super smart from Ricard. I think he did everything right here. I was very, very, very confused about the decision to use the extra vote here. If you're Ricard, you only need yourself to go join Erica and Heather to vote out Nasir. Now, I respect that he told Shan about the plan and got her on board, because obviously if you stab Shan in the back or like execute a plan without telling her, I would not want to go back to camp with her the next day and have to sort that out. So I respect him bringing in Shan.
Well, he had to bring in Shan though, Jack, because he had to get the extra vote from her.
But you don't need the extra, because there's five people. If Ricard, Heather, and Erica vote Nasir, he goes home. So you don't need the extra vote. You don't even need Shan. I think that I respect that he brings in Shan because that's your ally. Now, I think the only reason they play the extra vote, and maybe this is fine, is to avoid a situation where they vote all Nasir, he somehow knows to play the idol, and then he decides to vote out Shan or Ricard, which I think if he knew to play the idol, he would probably be smart to vote Shan or Ricard, because obviously he would know that they've turned on him. So the extra vote just guarantees that you could split the vote, but it, which, and you know, extra votes are hard to use, right? So I guess if this is an opportunity where you think, hey, like, this is gonna make sure that we're here tomorrow, go ahead. But I just think it was a little bit overkill. Now, what I will add to this, I think this, it was much more beneficial for Ricard than for Shan, because if you're Ricard, you're kind of effectively burning Shan's extra vote to just ensure that you guys are cool. Plus, if somehow Nasir plays his idol and votes for one of you, he's pretty close with Shan. He's probably going to vote Ricard. So Ricard burns her extra vote, which, you know, if Ricard's looking to make play his own game going forward, it's smart to burn that. But for Shan, on the flip side, I think, look, Nasir's more of an asset for Shan. Like, he seems to trust her pretty explicitly, to the point where he's comfortable enough to tell Heather, like, hey, like, our alliance is so strong, you're going home. Not only would, if I'm Shan, would I want to keep Nasir? Now, I respect her flexibility to go with Ricard's plan, but I also just think you could hold on to your extra vote. Like, there's no need to play it.
Question for you, Wendeezy. If you are Nasir in this split up tribe, this is, we're at what? At this point, it's not final eight, it's final 10. At this point, do you even question yourself about using the idol, or do you feel like, because, and again, you're Nasir right now, but I'm your expertise. Like, should he have just played his idol in this predicament?
I think they did a good job of making Heather seem like, I'm the one, it's me, I'm going home. And
what did Heather say?
Don't do that. Okay. It reminds me of Winners at War. From the Edge of Extinction, as the merge boot, as I watched the game go on, there was a point when I think it was Denise acting like she was going to be the vote. And she was like playing possum in that. Great acting. At one point, I think when she was acting like that, and they used that as a time to target maybe Nick or something like that. But I've seen it happen before when someone just acts like they're down and out. And I think that's good strategy. And in this case, it looked like Heather was the one playing possum like that. And I had to like rewatch to see who voted for who and whatnot, because I was a little confused at first. But if I'm Nasir, I think I would have felt pretty confident, man. Mm. But I also wouldn't have told the target that they were the target. Yeah. So you always have to continue to check in with people, and you can't overshare with people.
Mm. Yeah. I just think about myself. Like, if I have an idol and I get into a position like this where I know that Ricard and Shan are close, I know that Heather and Evie are close, and I get into this predicament, I want to see tomorrow. So I think that undoubtedly, I don't know whether or not I'll play the idol, but I think that I would be telling people I'm playing the idol just to get them off my back. Like, I would be with Shan and Ricard. Like, yeah, that's fine. But I'm like, you know what? I would pull the Shan. Like, I'll be like, I just don't know. I'm going to use my idol. And I would say the same thing to both of them, in the sense that, so they know Bryce is playing his idol. So what y'all trying to do?
You also got
to
be careful. Cause if you're like, oh, I'm playing the idol, I'm playing the idol, I'm playing the idol,
it, I mean, might, I be like, he's playing me. Right. But yeah. I would at least drop it once. I'm considering playing the idol.
Yeah, I think they did a great job of making him feel comfortable. Like, if I was in his shoes, I don't know if I play the idol, but I do think, like, you know, Shan and Ricard are close. So it's probably at this point, it's either you or it's Heather. Now, it might be Heather most of the time, but there is a chance it's you. And to add to that, this is a double boot. So if you play this idol right here, that gets you two spots farther in the game instead of just one spot farther. So maybe playing the idol just to be safe, make sure you're in the final eight. And then there's something to be said about, you know, now you don't have an idol, that might lower your threat level, because there's several other players in the game who still have the idol's advantages, etc., that people might want to take out of the game. So I don't know. I think if I'm in his shoes, I would feel very comfortable, but you know, it's either you or Heather. So it's not a bad thing to just like make sure you're good.
Okay, so we're at the first tribal. That's Eric, Shan, Ricard, Nasir, and Heather. Ricard says he and Shan are close with Nasir. Eric is safe, so Heather is the easy choice. At this point, I'm thinking, all right, you guys are saying this to make Nasir feels safe so you guys can make a big play on him. Nasir says it's been a hard day for everyone after Heather says it's been a tough day, and he respects her like a mother, but you know, she's about to get voted out. Heather says she's wanted to go on this show for 20 years. She starts getting sad. She gets a little emotional, but she says she's proud of herself.
Did they know that putting the extra vote was going to cause the
tie?
The tie. Like, because that was confusing for me because
Shan's played her votes with the extra vote too. I think they knew it was going to be a tie.
Got you. So was Erica and Heather not on board with getting Nasir out?
They voted Nasir. So that's my question. So you have the two of them voting for Nasir. Ricard voted for Heather. Shan voted for Heather. Nasir voted for Heather, but Shan also put her extra one on Nasir. So this plan of Ricard's to go for Nasir, he then didn't even vote for Nasir.
So it was just a split vote because they knew that the two girls were going to vote for Nasir. So I think they wanted, in a world where Nasir plays his idol,
so they were preparing for it.
That's exactly why they used the extra vote. I think it was overkill, but they in a world where Nasir plays his idol, they wanted to have two votes on Heather just to make sure.
Yep. But now, in that case, could there have been two votes on her?
I mean, in that case, if I'm Shan and I don't really want Ricard to go and I really wanted Heather to go at the last minute, I might like turn to Ricard and say, I might do a Ricard to Xander at the tribal.
Oh.
Wait, you mean tell Nasir?
Tell Nasir.
So, because I didn't realize that they were like splitting the vote. So if Shan really wanted to be kind of sort of, but then it'll be like, but I'm just saying like to get rid of Heather and to de-idolize Nasir.
Like, that would have accomplished that.
Yeah.
Like secretly.
If he would have played it.
If he would have played.
That could have been a good move for Shan. I mean, you're turning on Ricard if he realizes, but like I think that would be a smart play.
But if she were be able to somehow communicate that to him without Ricard even ever knowing, that could be great. But so okay, so they split.
But
the
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why not just put three on Nasir, two on Heather, and keep your extra vote? And if he pulls his idol, Heather's going home.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe because they don't trust that those ones are actually going that.
But here's the thing, Wendell. Say Nasir realizes that you are going for him and wants to play the idol. If Erica, Heather, and Ricardo, Nasir, that's three votes Nasir, then Shan votes Heather to split it. But if you assume Nasir knows he's getting turned on when he plays his idol, he's not going to vote for Heather. He might vote for Ricard or Shan. And then it's 1-1. And then on the re-vote, Nasir, Erica, and then say Shan get to vote. And you would assume that Erica's going to vote Ricard because she doesn't want Heather to go. And you would assume that Nasir's going to keep his vote on Ricard because he just turned on them. So that's like why they're playing that extra vote, just to make sure that in that situation, they're good. I think it's a little bit overcomplicated, but I think they're just making sure that they're safe.
Yeah, you protect yourself. I get it. So ultimately, and sadly, we get our boy Nasir going home.
Mm-hmm.
What a great character this season, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Nasir was fun to watch. And I hope that his daughters enjoyed, you know, seeing their dad out there kill it.
Yeah. So on to the next tribal, we have Deshaun, Evie, Liana, and Immune Xander and Danny heading in. Xander sits down and he lets Probst know that the beef stew was delicious and it was more than. What are you doing? Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Earlier.
That was the beef stew coming up. Digestion.
Yeah, he loved that beef stew. Xander says everyone was kissing up to him, the person in power. And Jeff goes around and asks everyone how comfortable they are, and everyone seems pretty comfortable. And then we get Danny saying, well, we came in here and saw Nasir sitting over there, and that was kind of like a wake-up call. Maybe we aren't that comfortable. Evie says she's like 75% comfortable. We have her and Deshaun earlier. They were talking, so Evie thinks that maybe Deshaun and Xander are with her.
Yeah.
And so, and Deshaun again playing the middle. He is really with Liana and Danny, so that's he's in a good position right there in this small tribe. And so then we get the vote. our girl Evie receives 3 votes. Liana receives 2 votes. Evie goes home.
This is, I didn't think about it when I was watching the episode, but thinking about it after, I trust Xander's strategic judgment, and obviously there's a lot of things that we don't see out there, but I think there really is a case for him to use his extra vote on Liana, because in a recent update or whatever, extra votes carry over to the revote. So if Xander uses his extra vote, he can force a tie on the revote that is going to force Danny and Deshaun to vote for Evie, or to vote for Liana, or Danny and Deshaun would have to draw rocks. So if Xander uses his extra vote, he basically guarantees that Liana goes home here. I feel like taking out someone you know is against you and keeping Evie in, who, you know, has proven that she's kind of all over the place with her loyalty, but that she would work with you. I think it could be worth an extra vote to make sure that Liana goes home. So I don't know.
I think that would have been very smart.
Now,
what do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just trying to like picture the numbers and how that would work. Yeah. And this is like for Xander's. I mean, yeah, no. That feasibly works for Xander to lock them in. But again, if I'm Xander, I want to keep all my ammunition for as long as possible.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if Xander really trusts Evie that much either. So maybe he's like, hey, if Evie goes home, I'm now a free agent with, you know, an idol with an advantage. Hopefully I can just make it work like that. But I don't know. I think if you know if someone's against you, it could be worth using an extra, because extra is hard to play sometimes.
Yeah.
So if this is a kind of a cut and clear situation where you could take out someone who's probably your biggest adversary, I think there's a case for that.
Another question for you guys on this type of tribe, right? If say I was ahead, or say like in I don't know if Evie really knew that they were at the bottom of this tribe, but for Heather's sake, would it have been worth the numbers?
Wait, Heather's not on this tribe.
I know, but I'm talking just the person at the bottom specifically. Okay. And I don't feel like on this tribe that we're on, I don't think that Evie was aware that they were at the bottom. And so I don't think that Liana, but I'm just saying, like, if you're at the bottom of these 5 persons tribe, would now be the best time to roll the dice? I mean, shake the, like, what's the saying? Shot in the dark.
I think probably not, because if you're Evie, you know this vote is probably going to be a 3-2 vote if it goes your way. So I think you have to hope that Deshaun is going to come through. Because if you do a shot in the dark and then you lose your vote, even if Deshaun votes with you, now it's going to be a tie. He's just going to flip back and take you out because he's not trying to like draw rocks.
But I'm saying, statistically, would you have a better shot on a 5-person tribe? I think y'all answered this for me before again.
It's always 1-6.
I think it's always 1-6.
Okay. All right. So no.
Jack, what happened to your lighting, bruh?
I guess the sun's
cascading down through the window. So hold on.
Well, you're good, brother. You're good. And I just got some new vegan ice cream. I love vegan ice cream. I'm about to eat some.
Oh.
So we got to go. But real quickly, Evie gets voted out. And one thing that she says when she's leaving, and I love her attitude, man, mm-hmm. even in tribal, and a few people, like you saw Deshaun smiling a little bit in tribal. You see Evie happy, like great attitude. And you see Evie saying, I wrote it down. I think I did my best. I'm proud of myself. Any queer kids out there, be yourself. You're amazing. Love yourself.
Yeah, Evie has the best attitude.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you leave the game. That's how you go out with your head the hell high. And that's why Evie in my heart is the best inspiring. Like, you know, we had a quick little text, and I'm just honored to know them. And I'm honored. That's the type of legacy that you leave for, like, y'all know me, that is just like, for me, that got my heart pumping. And yes, hold your head up high.
Kudos to production for casting her. Kudos to them for putting that in the show. This show is about, for casting them. Kudos to the show for casting them and putting this in the show. Now more people have people to root for. Okay.
Yeah. Evie's so dope. And they're so like multifaceted too, where they've got, you know, a master's degree from Harvard I think it's a master's degree. They're repping the LGBTQ community, but they also have this like, chills, like when I'm doing the impression, they have this chill surfer bro like attitude, like happy go lucky, like hell yeah, dude. Like I thought Evie was such an awesome character.
So Jack, you're Evie real quick. Evie, how was it to play Survivor?
Man, playing Survivor was so sick. I was just, if you're a queer kid out there, you rock. And I love you guys. I'll see you on the jury. Yes.
That
Let's
is
go.
That is like weirdly a somewhat good, like I that is a weirdly good impression of the great Evie. Sad to see you go,
but thank you,
and we love you. We love you, Evie. We love watching you.
It's truly inspiring for me to watch someone like you play the game. My heart goes out to you. Again, this season is amazing. This was what, episode 9?
Yeah.
And listen.
It's getting down to crunch time.
We're going
to
see some stuff.
The stew is stewing. Okay. The stew is stewing. Oh, hey, oh. Hey. The stew is stewing. Oh, hey, oh. Hey. You want your beef in the stew? Oh. You want your chicken in the stew? Oh. We got Ricard in the stew? Oh.
We got Xander in the stew?
We got Shan in the stew.
We got Evie in the stew.
We got Abraham in the stew.
We got JD in the stew.
It's money in the stew. Ooh, it's money. But listen, guys, thank you again for watching the Purple Pants podcast. Thank you to our YouTube listeners or watchers. We appreciate it. Make sure if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you subscribe to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel. Thank you so much. And listen, we'll be back next week. Jack, had them bars ready. Wendell, have your bars ready. You've been warned. But listen, I got to go because the stew is a win. And that's going to conclude our recap of episode 9 for this week's edition of the Survivor News here on the Purple Pants podcast. If you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give your baby boy some 5 stars. Write a review. Make sure you follow the YouTube Bryce Isaiah so you can watch along with us. Until next week, Issa.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.